So we're just going to relax and breathe. Just settling into that quiet, sweet space where there is peace and light and grace and harmony underneath all of the activity. Connecting with that gentle space in our heart where love resides 100% of the time. Trusting that our inner beings are ever present and feeling that, just letting go of sinking into that space of peace and giving ourselves permission to relax, even encouragement to relax. It is such a gift in the middle of a busy day to acknowledge that all is well right now. And it's time to just be easy about this. I transcribed a little bit of an October workshop this morning from 10/23/21, where Abraham said, "Life is supposed to feel good, not someday, not after the manifestation becomes distinguishable. It's supposed to feel good even before it becomes distinguishable with your physical senses." And a questioner said, "I have an interview coming up soon. How can I be confident to ask the right questions and know if this is the dream job for me?" And Abraham said, "During this interview, those things are going to be indistinguishable through your physical senses. Indistinguishable. So how would you know? How would you know? Before you go to the interview, identify what matters to you. Say to yourself, in this work that I'm moving toward, I want to feel good. I want to be happy in my work. I want to feel satisfied in my work. I want to be excellent in my work. I want to be drawn to my work. I want to have fun in my work. I want to feel good in my work. I want to go with my work. I want to expand in my work. I want to evolve in my work. I want to adore my work. I want to have fun in my work. I want to feel good in my work. I want to adore my work. I want to devour my work. I want to love being in my work. I want to love thinking about my work. I want to trend in my work." That's all. Activate that, and the moment you walk in the door, the moment the first vibrational whiff you get of anyone, you'll know. Is this the place for me? You'll know. And remember, it's a constant path of unfolding, the path of least resistance, the path of least resistance, the path of least resistance, which means get a whiff of that, even if right now this place you're interviewing for is not all of those things we just defined. If you get a strong whiff of it, it can evolve because of the power of your influence. Because as you keep looking, you hold yourself as a vibrational match to those things that you seek, and your path must continue to evolve to be that for you. Your path is evolving as you are intending it to be. It's appearing right before you. Don't expect it to already have been accomplished, and now you're sniffing it out. You're finding the vibrational resources, and you are setting the tone of it. And the path will become it. The path of most allowance is the creative path. The path of most allowance is the creative path. We want to be deliberate creators of the beautiful path of most allowance, where we feel happy, where we feel good, we feel satisfied, we feel adoring. We feel like we're evolving and expanding and joyful. So we don't all have a job to go to, but we all have relationships and health that we want to create even better in our lives. So I'm going to go through this beautiful rampage that Abraham did with relationships and health. Before you go on, identify what matters to you. In this relationship that I'm moving toward, I want to feel good. It could be a relationship with a family member or a child. It could be a relationship with a coworker, a friend, or a partner. Even if it's an already existing relationship, you can uplift and help it to trend in the direction you want it to go by identifying what matters to you. So let's try that. Think of someone that you're in relationship with. And as I think about this relationship, I want to feel good. I want to feel good in my relationship. I want to be happy in this relationship. I want to feel satisfied in this relationship. I want to be excellent in this relationship. I want to be drawn to this relationship. I want to have fun in this relationship. I want to feel good with this person. I want to spend time with this person. I want to feel myself expanding and evolving as I spend time with this lovely person in my life. I want to adore this person. I want to have fun as we get together. I want to feel good in our relationship. I want to adore them as my inner being adores them. I want to love being in this relationship. I want to love thinking about this person. I want to trend ever upward in this relationship with this very special being who has come into my life. Law of attraction has brought us together. I want to trust that being in relationship with this person is the path of least resistance for me, but it is ever unfolding. As it feels good, it is evolving in a way that is uplifting and supportive for both of us. And I can influence this relationship by focusing on the very best this person is, to see them the way my inner being sees them. I love this person who's in my life. I want this relationship to continue to thrive and grow and be loving and important to me. That felt good to me. So let's try it with our health and our bodies. Before you think about doing anything new with your body, identify what matters to you. I want to feel good about my body. I want to be happy with my body. I want to feel satisfied in my body. I want to be excellent in my body. I want to appreciate my body. I want to have fun in my body. I want to feel frisky and happy and lively and vibrant in my body. I want to expand in my appreciation for my body. I want to evolve in my awareness of just how wonderful my body is. I want to love thinking about my body. I want to love being in my body. I want to adore my body. I want to trend continually upward in my body. I want to hold myself as a vibrational match to the very best my body has to offer. I want to see my body as my inner being sees it. I want to trust that my inner being is always taking care of my body. I want to remember that my inner being has my back. I want to remember that my inner being has my front and my sides, my arms and legs, my head, my neck, my back, my butt. My inner being has it all. And my inner being is taking great care of my body. So I want to trust that my health is unfolding on the path of least resistance to the most beautiful body, to the most vibrant, good-feeling body possible. And I just want to relax in this knowing that my body is blessed. I came into this body on purpose. I chose this body, and I trust that I chose well. And I am giving thanks for being in this body right now, for knowing that it is the absolute best body for me to be in this lifetime, that it is good and happy and open and clear. My body is receptive to all of the good that endlessly flows to me from my inner being. I want to remember that it's fun to have a body. I want to laugh and play in my body. I want to be childlike in my body. I saw some little kids this week, and they were just so exuberant. Their dad was walking with them at the mall, and he couldn't keep up with them. They were running and laughing and playing and chasing each other and so loving their lives, and their bodies worked perfectly, and they were happy. And I want to tap into that happy childlike knowing that this body is my right body for this lifetime. I want to give thanks for this body. I want to trust that this body is good. And I want to look for all the ways this body is doing beautifully. I want to notice that, oh, I had a good night's sleep last night. I want to notice that, that meal was delicious. I want to notice that, oh, this thing that I'm looking at is beautiful, and I am so grateful that I can see it in this moment. I want to hear beautiful music or a loving conversation, and I want to give thanks for my sense of hearing. And I want to remember that everything about my body is beautifully orchestrated by my inner being. And if anything appears to be going wrong, I just need to relax and trust that my inner being is taking care of it. And I can ask, is there something I need to do? And if there's something I need to do, I'll be inspired to the action. So I give thanks for my inner being and all of the wonderful care that I'm receiving. I give thanks for knowing that this body is blessed. I give thanks for delighting in having a wonderful body that serves me beautifully. I am so grateful. And I know that we are running out of time, so I'm going to suggest we just stretch these beautiful bodies that we're occupying in this moment and allow that wonderful feeling of awakening from a meditation, refreshed and restored and revitalized. It is good, and I am grateful, and so it is.